Hello again, and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 25, and we're reading verses 31 to 46.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Our focus is on verse 40. Whatever you did for one of these, you did for me. In this teaching, Jesus brings Christian service right down to earth. The everyday, ordinary actions of disciples of Christ can make a difference and matter. Setting our minds on things above, Colossians chapter 3, impacts how we act on earth, as we clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Our attitudes and actions to the hungry, the poor, the outsider will be affected as the Holy Spirit works in and through us. Serving Jesus is not just about leading or preaching or going overseas or joining a mission team. Important as these are, Christ is looking for service in the everyday, simple, but necessary aspects of life, amongst those who are often ignored, overlooked, or excluded. This means that we all qualify and can make a difference today. It may not rank highly in the eyes of the world, but it ranks highly where it matters and will reap an eternal reward. A prayer. Lord Jesus, help us not to belittle the simple, ordinary things of life, especially when they can make a difference to the well-being of others. May we always be willing to do the menial jobs as unto the Lord and do them to the best of our ability. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.